Australian health experts recommend that children spend at most 2 hours each day in front of a screen. But a long-term study of 4,000 Australian children shows the older they get, the more screen time they're consuming. Clint Jasper has our report.
Parents around the country are grappling with the same problem.
I'm out here tonight asking parents how they control screen time. How much are your kids allowed to watch?
They can watch TV just on weekends, usually in the morning, like about 1 hour on Saturday and 1 hour on Sunday.
And what do they do when they're not allowed on the screen?
We try to send them outside to play in the backyard, do lots of homework, try to involve them to help me in the kitchen.
And do they actually like the screen time?
Oh, they love it, of course. Yeah, they do love it. Yeah.
Have you noticed as your kids get older, they're consuming more screen time?
They're trying to. Not necessarily getting their own way, but they're trying to always be on the iPad.
What do you do to control screen time?
I just tell them to get off. So I just say, no, that's it, time's up, off you get.
And are extracurricular activities or other things to do?
They do. They do extracurricular. So a few days a week, they're not even home. They're doing other things after school.
What are their favourite things to do?
Minecraft, Musical.ly, Dragon Vale, lots of games.
While these parents seem to have it under control, a national study reveals that's not always the case. Associate Professor Ben Edwards is from the Australian Institute of Family Studies and is the manager of the study.
Growing up in Australia, the longitudinal study of Australian children has been running since 2004. And we have two groups of kids, 4 to 5 year olds who were born in 2000 and children who were born in 2004. And we follow them every 2 years.
Those aged between 4 and 5 have increased their screen time from 2.2 hours a weekday to 3.3 hours by the time they're aged between 12 and 13. While it's shy of the 4.5 hours American tweens are logging each day, it's still above the recommended limit here.
There are national guidelines around maximum of 2 hours of screen time for entertainment purposes, but it's really hard for parents to manage that.
Setting firm limits around when and where screens can be used and encouraging extracurricular activities top the list of ways to keep to the 2 hour limit.
So I've got kids myself and I know how hard it is to get kids off screens. Part of it's about setting up an environment that enables better control of the level of screen time that kids have. So setting limits, just saying we've got rules that you watch, you know, no more than 2 hours of screens a day.
Dr. Edwards says adults have a big part to play in how they model their own screen behaviour as well. The main concern about too much time on the couch is that it's taking up time when kids need to be moving.
We know that there is a childhood obesity epidemic, but that it's reached its peak. It's sort of plateaued a bit. So, and in part, that's to do with much higher rates of sedentary activity. So the implications of that will be realised in the future. But also, so there are some concerns around that, also in terms of social well-being as well, more broadly.
Australian experts are waiting to see how much the American Paediatric Society lifts its recommended daily limit before reviewing Australia's guidelines.
Clint Jasper.